From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Jacob Colgan about An Evening with Fred, an event honoring Fred Stobaugh. It's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the ICC Performing Arts Center. Jacob, we're delighted to have you here.
It's so good to be here. Thank you.
Now, for those who don't know this story, Fred became the oldest songwriter ever to place a song on the Billboard Top 100 chart. And this is for a song that he wrote as part of a contest that you organized at Green Shoe Studio.
Yes. It was last summer, actually. We decided, you know, we want to see what's going on here in the community, what the musicians are doing. So we expected young kids, you know, middle-aged kids, you know, people to just send in stuff. Well, this 96-year-old man sends in a manila envelope, and it was titled Green Shoe Studio Singer-Songwriter Contest. On the back, it says, P.S. I don't sing. I would scare people. So it's very charming. So right off the bat, we were like, man, this is something special. So we read through the lyrics, and we were like, we've got to do something. So we reached out to him and told him we were going to turn your song into, well, obviously a song, but He was so touched by what we did, and he let us come in and just film his reaction of him listening to the song for the first time. And I'm just telling you, after I see him tear up from hearing the song for the first time, we were just bawling. Matter of fact, you'll notice in the documentary that we did about it, the camera was shaking because the girl who was filming it was crying so hard she couldn't keep the camera still. So this guy is just an amazing individual.
And we should say the song itself is called Oh, Sweet Lorraine, and it's written for his late wife. So mm-hmm. it's very emotional. It's very touching.
Yeah. It's a very sweet, simple little song, but I think through the documentary that we put together for him, it really tied in the emotional background and the love that he had for his wife. And so it's just very touching.
You are so right that even seeing it, I saw it just before I came to the studio today, and I teared up. Mm-hmm. It has the lyrical quality. So that's his point of view. That was his contribution. But it has your almost a kind of a country sound. And then there were the slides of his and Lorraine's life. Talk about how you put the song together, the song part.
Well, it was kind of tough because the lyrics originally were only about 45 seconds long, so we knew we wanted to repeat a few things. And we really just sat down and talked with him, like, you know, what out of these lyrics are the most important to him? And he underlined them. And so those are the ones we wanted to repeat. And we actually started off with a really complex song that was like 3 minutes long. And then we're like, all right, this is awful. This is too radio, you know, so let's just scratch it, put it down to bare bones. And we left it as is. And we were just so shocked to see the response that people had. And I mean, the song, almost 300,000 downloads. And, you know, the documentary, a little over 10 million views on YouTube and Vimeo. It's very, very cool. Amazing story. And he's just a charmer. He's just one of those people that really can just touch your heart just by talking to him for 5 minutes. He's a lovely individual.
Now, does he have a background as a musician? Has he been writing songs all these years, or was this his first time out of the gate?
It's first time out of the gates.
Wow.
You know, he kind of dabbled with a few poems back in the day, and this was just something he was so touched by the life they had together. You know, 75 years being together is something that's really unheard of. But, you know, she just passed away months before. And, you know, stricken with grief, he sat there and, like he said, put pen to pad and just it came to him. And it's one of the things that I think will be remembered for a very long time.
And why don't we take just a minute here and listen to some of this song. This is Oh, Sweet Lorraine by Fred Stobaugh.
Life only goes around once, but never again. Oh, sweet Lorraine, I wish we could do all the good times over again. The good times, the good times, all over again. The good times, the good times, all over again. But the memories always linger on. Oh, sweet Lorraine, no, I don't want to move on. Oh, the memories always linger on. Oh, sweet Lorraine, that's why I wrote this song.
Now, he has since gone back, and he's written another song for the event tomorrow night, and he'll be performing that as well, or you'll be performing it?
I will be performing the song tomorrow. It's called Took Her Home. you know, he came to me and said, Jake, you know, after all this happened and the success of this other song, I was like, shoot, why don't I try another one? Let's see. And so he said, he sat down and he wrote this thing out. And so he came to me and gave it to me. And it's just the sweetest little thing. And some of the lyrics are, you know, I don't blame God when I cry. And then some of the other words were, he didn't take her away. He just took her home. And it's just the sweetest little song about how, you know, though he may be sitting alone thinking about her, he knows that one day he'll, you know, see her again. So it's just a nice little country ballad, and I really think that people will love it. And
how does the Fred section fit into the award portion of the evening?
Well, Christopher Gray from ICC actually contacted us and said, you know, this is crazy. This is our backyard that this is going on. Why don't we just get together and acknowledge this amazing thing that Fred's done? You know, he's the oldest co-writer of a hit song. And so he's like, what can we do? What can we do? And I said, well, why don't we just have like this evening with Fred? And so we sat down, we all collaborated, we all sat down and we collaborated with everybody about, you know, well, what could we do? Well, let's just give him a trophy and acknowledge this greatness, this cool thing that he's done. Well, why don't we also take the time and acknowledge other people that are doing kind of the same thing, changing our community, taking, you know, the next step to, you know, building on dreams for people. And so that's why we've got a few people that we've selected that we feel deserve, you know, just a pat on the back and recognition from peers and friends and family. So the whole reason why Fred is kind of the main event is just, quite frankly, people just want to ask him questions, get to know him. People will have a chance to actually meet him afterwards, take pictures and stuff like that. And Fred loves that. He just absolutely loves meeting new people. Matter of fact, he went out to get a bow tie for the pictures that we did for it. And he went to go buy it, and he was recognized by the person. They were like, Fred, for free, here's a bow tie from our shop. And so he was like, can you believe that? A free one. I was like, Fred, well, you're famous. He's like, well, I guess. So.
Are you responsible for his branding? Because he looks like a real dapper fellow.
Oh, well, I don't know if I'm responsible for his branding, but that's just Fred. You just put a camera on him, and he just is himself. As he says all the time, I'm just a common old man. I'm like, Fred, you are anything but common. And so he's very charming, and just he loves people. And, you know, he ignores the cameras that are looking at him, and he'll talk to you. And he's just a great individual.
So as part of this event that you're organizing for tomorrow night, you've also got some other musicians that will be sharing the stage. Can you talk about who they are and why you brought them in?
Well, one of them is the Maloof Sisters, and we are actually teaming up with them, and we're going to record an album this year. They just have beautiful sister harmony, and they just they kind of have the same vision that Green Shoe Studio has about changing our community one dream at a time. And we thought, what a better people to team up and actually kind of introduce their style of music. And so they're actually performing one of Fred's favorite songs, one of them by Elvis. And so it'll be a fun little one. The Larry Harms Trio is playing that night. They're going to be the house band kind of introducing the show, and people come up on stage. And then they're going to actually have a little jam session. And then a guy named Graham Cowger, the guy who actually won our singer-songwriter contest, very talented man who has graciously understood the, you know, the success of Fred, and though it was the same contest, this man is just a talented writer and a good lyricist. So.
And how does the ICC Vocal Jazz Performers?
Well, this is actually kind of cool. So we're kind of giving a recap of what happened, kind of showing a video about the highlights of a letter from Fred, the documentary that we did, that I came on and sang the song. We're actually pulling that out, and the ICC choir is going to sing the full song. So Fred will actually get to hear the choir, or the jazz ensemble, I should say, is they're performing the song for the first time in that format, and Fred is just gonna love it.
Now, I'm just curious. This has probably been an unusual and very unexpected journey for him. As you've been in touch with him over the last several months, year, what's his response been? I mean, how is he reacting to all of this?
Well, I think he's in the same boat that we are. Is like, it's hard to believe that this happened, but he understands that the love that he had for his wife should be known. And so it's almost like he's taking up this torch of, you know, I want to tell the world about this love that I had. And so for him to sit back and be like, man, it's crazy. I got to meet Whoopi Goldberg. I got to meet Luke Bryan. But he's just loving it. I mean, and what's funny is when we were in New York City, he refused to take any wheelchairs, escalators, the whole way. Seeing Fred go on like The View, Fox and Friggs, and Huckabee, you almost just look in his eyes and you know that he knows something special is going on. But you also see that he's thinking of Lorraine and how much he loved her. And so at the same time, it breaks our heart to see him tear up. But it's also, we're recognizing an amazing life that this woman has touched so many people. And now this song will live on for forever in our hearts. And to see him just, I don't know, just he just falls in love with her all over again.
And is this something that you're hoping to make into an annual event in future years?
Yes, we think this award show, we're calling it the Green Shoe Studio Award Show, hosted by kind of an evening with Fred. But we want it to be an annual event because there are just so many people who are doing some amazing things in our community. We're right here in Peoria, East Peoria, Morton, you know, Washington, Illinois, just doing some amazing things. And I think people need to get together and recognize these people. You know, that lady that's been teaching for 40 years piano, doing lessons for free. You know, that guy that just would go out of his way to help teach someone how to read music or understand the concept of jazz or something like that. And I think these people need to be recognized. And we were just blown away by the response of, like, businesses saying, you know, hey, you're doing this for these people. What can we do? Can we give them, you know, a night in a hotel? Can we, you know, can we give them free food? You know, so it's just amazing the community is coming together for this.
And it sounds like it ties in beautifully with your mission, which is changing communities one dream at a time. Yes. Talk about that.
Well, we actually were sitting down when we were kind of working through our mission statement at Green Shoe Studio, and we were like, man, what do we want to say? Here's the things we want to say. We want to say that we're changing our community one dream at a time, but not so corny. That's how we come through. We're like, what slogan can we say? And then we were looking at saying, look, this is actually what we want to do, is change our community one dream at a time. So we're like, boom, let's just make that our slogan. And we were shocked in how many people adopted that. I mean, honestly. And it's just, it's really cool. And that's really what we want to do, is by me helping you and then you in turn getting excited and turn around helping that person and just making things happen.
We've been talking with Jacob Colgan about An Evening with Fred, an evening celebrating Peoria's Fred Staubach and his song, Oh Sweet Lorraine. The event is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the ICC Performing Arts Center. Jacob, thank you for being with us.
Great being here, guys.
And Nathan, the Prairie Center of the Arts is holding an opening reception tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. It features a juried exhibition of artwork by St. Mark's school students. Creative 2D and 3D individual and group projects will be on display, and there will be musical and dramatic performances by the St. Mark's Choir, along with the cast members from the student musical Everything's Groovy.
And the Land Connection is presenting Look Who's Knocking, a short play with actors Cindy Hoy and Charles Brown. The play is about an older farming couple struggling to decide what to do with their farmland as they prepare for retirement. It raises issues of family farming and land use and food supply, and it's followed by a discussion of some of those larger issues. It's being presented tonight at 6:30 at the Peoria Universalist Unitarian Church.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Stephanie Sobey. If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, visit us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.